This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, it's just a wonderful day in the neighborhood, by the way, no matter where you're at. Apparently, the market is rebounding. We're watching the rebound here very carefully. We're talking about the up 1,100 points on the futures before the opening, and now all of a sudden things are starting to come back a little bit. I'm sure that all the numbers are going to start to rejigger themselves as we figure out that this is really not as big of a problem as other people might think. Just saying, you know. Kind of an interesting thing here, you know. Got a lot of people talking about the 6th Constitutional Convention. I haven't played, you know, I haven't done anything with that in terms of playing much of Mike Huckabee's speech. I think I played something on Wednesday, but I'd have to flip the papers around, and I don't want to do that to check out what I did. I know I was doing something that day. Anyway, so, we have all that up on the website, both the Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com site for news. You can see the speech and go through it. It's really an amazing speech that Mike Huckabee gave in a tribute to New California State. I mean, it's pretty obvious. He's all in. He's absolutely all in on the New California thing, which is really kind of cool, you know? I mean, really, it's exciting to have somebody of his stature come out and say, you guys are doing it right, keep it going. Keep it going. You're going, all right, we can do it. And we are doing it. You know, we are making the 51st state. There's a lot of news and information coming out. And, I'd say a little bit of craziness is going to happen. But, you know, we got some big things going on. You're going to be shocked, absolutely shocked at what's going to happen. It's just me. just me saying. You know, it's kind of interesting. I'm getting some interesting I'm perusing right now some emails, excuse me, some Facebook stuff, and it's been interesting to see people responding to the new California part of things. They're just going, wow, and people around the nation responding to new California. That's the other critical thing. The people around the nation responding. I like that. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful to see that. In other words, we have a lot of support going forward. A lot of support going forward. And you know, I'm not a big Facebook guy, but you know, we do it for a number of different reasons, social reasons and things like that, of course, for the radio show and for New California. So, but it's interesting. I sometimes I really, really like it, but then they censor you or something crazy like that, you know. And then they'll censor you for your political thought, and then they'll go ahead and show people being beheaded, and that's okay. Yeah, that somehow that just doesn't jive, does it? And we say, oh, they don't do that. Yes, they've done that. And they wouldn't take it down. Yeah, but, you know, something that we would put up would be taken down. Yeah, demonetized if you're into that. You know, that sort of thing. But we don't produce all those things, so it doesn't really matter to us too much. It's mind over matter in that regard. It really, truly is. Anyway, so we got a lot of things happening, like I said, here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we have a number of different town halls and things like that. We're getting more reports from our people out in the field that various venues, county fairgrounds in particular, are being canceled for gun shows and things of that nature. The Kern County Boat and RV Show was canceled yesterday, unfortunately, because Gavin Newsom just shockingly put the edict down. See, he's going to run amok now because he's got some powers he didn't know he had. You know, we're all kind of being quiet about, you know, those emergency powers. You could probably use them if you're governor and do the right thing. But understanding that if he was governor, he would never do the right thing, kind of like Jerry Brown. So we'd said, man, don't say anything about it. But now we've got the coronavirus, and he's discovering for himself, I might have some power. Even though he has been told, reported on very reliable sources, that he has been told he's in trouble with the federal government already. Sanctuary state, anyone? Haven't heard much about sanctuary state status now, have you? That's gonna go off in the sunset. It is, and it is already. People have been told. You know, there's a court case that just came out and said, you know, sanctuary state is not good. The president could withhold funds because it's not good. It's not enforcing the law, the proper way to enforce the law. It's being super, super constitutional. It's being, in other words, above the law. And above laws that were written in the states are superseding the Supremacy Clause, Article 6 of the Constitution, which says that the supreme law of the land is the Constitution. It's called the Supremacy Clause. And when states go out and blatantly have disregard for the federal government's law enforcement, such as ICE, which is an extension of the federal government's law enforcement capabilities to regulate the border, then that's extra constitutional. It's beyond the scope of what the state can do, and a state cannot do that. The state cannot do that. So when there is violation of the Supremacy Clause, the federal government can act. And quite frankly, the president can act. And guess what the president's going to do probably in California and maybe other places? He's going to declare that these states are in a state of insurrection. And I just have a feeling things are getting warmed up right now as we're starting to see a lot of states collaborate with the Chinese government. Now, I'm not saying that. I didn't have to say that. You heard that from Mike Pompeo weeks ago. He laid down the law with the governors. In fact, I think it was the beginning of this month. He said to them, look, he came in and gave them a briefing on a Saturday morning at their governor's conference. And he told them, look, you guys are collaborating and colluding, literally, with the Chinese government, much to our detriment. And he told them about every one of the governors in there have dossiers that have been built. They've all been looked at. They've all been examined. They know the strong points. They know the weak points of every single governor, and they know how to play them, and they are playing them. He laid down the law. In fact, we had one of our chairs, county chairs, who gets FBI briefings, said, you know what? What Pompeo did there, he gave a public FBI security briefing right there in front of everybody, live TV. And he put the governors on notice, including Gavin Newsom, on notice. So my parting shot to everybody on this is let's go read the headlines out of San Luis Obispo. How's that? We'll do that. We'll just go read the headlines out of San Luis Obispo. So I go to the New California State website, and this is what I see. I see two fine young men pictured there in a picture. And, well, one of them is Mike Huckabee, and the other one is Paul Preston. Shocking. Here's the headline. FBI raid on San Luis Obispo County Government Center by Katie Grimes, our Katie Grimes of the California Globe. Shocking. It says, at the same time, the FBI has indicted local government officials in San Francisco and Los Angeles, and it looks like the feds are trying to clean up California politics, even if the voters won't. Of course, the voters can. When we come back, we're going to explain this little raid, because it's all about elections. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. This is he going to have another news conference today? Maybe. Maybe. This is KSBY News. And we're looking at this, of course, Central Coast News about what's going on. Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo extends spring break, cancels open house. Rodeo over corona concerns. Sig alert, mostly dry conditions. Okay. Researchers do this. Judge OK's DNA test for more alleged Golden State killer. Trump to hold 3 p.m. news conference regarding coronavirus. Boston Marathon postponed. There you go. The Masters has been postponed due to, and of course, there's, you know, that's Tiger Woods territory, right? What are we doing? Dow surges following big losses on Thursday. Little League suspends operations until April 6th. All right. Or Universal Studio closes. Orlando Hollywood theme parks. Students react to Cal Poly and so on. Nothing so far about the arrest, you know, of or the investigation going on. Shocking. I wonder why they ignore such things, right? So we got a press conference coming up by the president regarding coronavirus. We'll get back to this and see if what we can suss out from this whole thing. Now, we did get a couple of things. I'll give you a report here that's I haven't written yet. I'm going to write it and put it up on the website so everybody has it. But it looks like there's two double whammies coming now at California in its quest to get more tax dollars and remain financially stable. Well, and of course, when things go bad under these circumstances, they go really bad and they go really fast bad. So bad fast, right? Good slow. I just made that up. Under these circumstances, you know, this is what our good friend Chris Street always says, that, you know, there's going to be a time for California in which it's going to be in a 2-week period where, boom, everything is going to collapse and go nutty. Well, we're getting close to that time frame, from what I understand, right? That's just what I understand. Nothing on the other majors about this 3 p.m. news conference coming up. I'm just kind of, you know, this. I'm trying to follow through, get this from San Luis Obispo, and then, of course, over here it's not anywhere to be found. The NASDAQ is, where is the NASDAQ right now? They didn't have the NASDAQ. NASDAQ's plus 3, Dow Jones plus 2, S&P 3%. These are percentage points. So Dow Jones is up 2%, or 3% actually, 2.86. We got a little bit of stuff going on there. And it says it's up sharply. News to CNN. Jim Acosta breaks scoop that Trump doesn't want to get coronavirus. Oh, is that news? I'm serious. Is that news? News to CNN. Jim Acosta breaks scoop. I'm serious. This is what the headline is here. And Jim Acosta, my God. Man, I'll tell you, that guy is so whacked. This is a serious report, I guess. I have to see it, but it looks like it's really serious. And not too sure what they're all saying here, but we're gonna pull into Fox News if they break this and show the breaking news thing, you know. But they're giving the advertisement right now. We're not going to do the advertisement. But if this is really what it is, I can't believe the pettiness that goes on here with Jim Acosta and the other CNN folks, that they're going to break. He doesn't want to get the corona. Who does? I had it. I didn't like it. I wouldn't want it again. And I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. Here we go.
Donald Trump and his least favorite White House correspondent went at it again when Jim Acosta from CNN, following up on other questions, asked the president about media reports that Russia is intervening on his behalf in this election.
Can you pledge to the American people that you will not accept any foreign assistance in the upcoming election?
I want no help from any country, and I haven't been given help from any country. And if you see what CNN, your wonderful network, said, I guess they apologized in a way for, didn't they apologize for the fact that they said certain things that weren't true? Tell me, what was their apology yesterday? What did they say?
Mr. President, I think our record on delivering the truth is a lot better than yours sometimes, if you don't mind me saying.
Let me tell you about your record. Your record is so bad, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You have probably
I'm not ashamed of anything, and our
you probably
organization
have the worst
is not
record
ashamed,
in the
sir.
History of broadcasting.
Joining us now from New York is Chris Starwell, Fox's Chris politics Starwell. Editor. Jim Acosta could have defended his network by saying, look, we ran a follow-up piece, it wasn't an apology, saying that the intelligence is murkier on whether Russia is now trying to intervene or not. Instead, what do you think of the way he took on the president?
Or just not. You could just not. You could just ask questions. Look, it's...
Yep. We're not going to listen to Chris Starwell. He's one of the worst reporters also. He's a Jim Acostaite, in my opinion. You see, he was the one back in 2018 that called the election for the Democrats in California 90 minutes before the polls closed. What did he know? What did Chris Starwalt know? Just out of curiosity, we all wanted to know, and he refuses to even entertain that question. You know, the remember the vastly, incredibly corrupt election of 2018 from California? When we watched over the course of hours after the polls were closed, how the numbering just continued to skyrocket and all the Republican House seats turned over and finally flipped to Democrats. Remember that? It was a farce. We all knew it was a farce. But he's calling it 90 minutes early. I'm going to get back to this whole thing in San Luis Obispo because it's very important. I'm just bringing this up because Chris Starwalt just so happened to be here. So CNN breaks a great story. Source, Trump is concerned about coming into contact with people infected with the coronavirus. Jim Acosta. Okay. All right, well, we did that one. We did that one, and it's O-V-E-R for that one. But I'm going to get back to this story because this is really important, this story. And it's laying a precedent that I think is important. Federal agency serves sealed search warrant on county officials. The FBI served a search warrant on San Luis Obispo County officials Wednesday morning at the county government center. California Globe spoke to County Supervisor Lynn Compton, but Compton was in Sacramento at the time, and she did not have much information yet. She said she was told that the investigation was not about her. And Laura Eimuller, a spokeswoman for the FBI, spoke to California Globe and said the FBI did execute this search warrant. And ordered seal affidavits to support the warrant. It is standard legal practice for the government to seal the affidavit early in the investigation while the FBI is collecting and investigating the evidence. The warrant is seeking evidence in an ongoing investigation, she said. FBI officials cannot comment on the investigation and no arrests are planned as of Wednesday. CalCoast News noted the following. While county officials are remaining mum about the raid, it appears to include Supervisor Adam Hill's office on the fourth floor. For more than 5 years, Cal Coastal News has reported allegations of corruption surrounding Hill, several developers, and a group of marijuana, don't bogart that joint, businessmen. Mr. Hill has been the subject of numerous articles recently over threatening emails allegedly sent from his home to popular local radio talk show host Dave Conklin. Conkleton, that's it. I was on his radio show just 2 weeks ago. The San Luis Tribune reported Hill denies sending the emails. Compton noted that San Luis Obispo County has not yet certified the election. The FBI's public corruption program investigates election crimes, voter ballot frauds, campaign finance crimes, and other violations of federal law by public officials at the federal, state, and local levels of government. Here we go, Sacramento. Keep your eye on San Luis. Obispo. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And again, I want to tell everybody that over the weekend, various and sundry events, especially around the state, if you're at using county fairgrounds or, you know, that sort of thing, that there are problems in, the problems are that Gavin Newsom has canceled events that are over 250 people. So if you happen to be at a, you know, have some sort of event plan like we do, we had numerous events planned for gun shows and boat shows and things like that. And, of course, the big one down in Kern County in Bakersfield where thousands of people would have been going to is the Kern County Boat Show. We had a big booth down there. Our people went out, Sharon Rowell and the others went out and put this beautiful booth up. And, of course, just to be called after they put it up to come take it back down because they're canceling the event. Right. Just keep the fear porn going on. It's what the fear pornographer, Gavin Newsom and Xi Jinping, colluding together to create a crisis there where there is no crisis. And now they're managing the crisis. And, of course, with his management style, we're gonna cut everybody down to 250 in a group. No more, no less. Right. Just a little bit of fear porn. Okay, so now let's get into something else. Talk about fear. And what they're trying to distract you away from in California is their financial position, which is tenuous at best. Tenuous at best, and it's a kind of an interesting situation for them. They've got some big problems financially. We all know that. They're missing $320 billion they can't account for. That's just from last year. That includes federal money. So I want you to think about the consequences for this. If you're a governor and you suddenly cannot account for $320 billion, there's accountability to the federal government there. I just want to let you know. Now, that came from the Real Clear Politics article in our own Chris Street. Of course, he brought the article to our attention, and of course, there's a lawsuit going on. It's a product of the lawsuit, actually, because Betty Yee, the Auditor General, basically, of state of California, has not been reporting the state's financials over the last year. They're just not reporting them. You know, good, bad, or indifferent, you got to report them, but they're just choosing not to. So, you know, there's something wrong. There's something wrong when they don't do that. So now what we have is a situation where they have this huge, huge, $320 billion thing going on, and they need money. And, of course, Prop 13 failed, so they're not going to get the money from the school bonds, which would totally have gotten in about the $25, $26, $27 billion area. And, of course, the bonding companies would have given them all the money, right? Well, here's the problem. According to Chris Street, and I'm going to go pull this up. I just want to be very, very accurate. He did send an email, and I've been trying to get a hold of him. I think he's busy doing other things that he can't get away right now. But interesting little bit of knowledge going on here that he's claiming that what's tanking right now as we speak, what is tanking is the bond market. Hello, tanking. So I'm going to try and get this chart that he sent me and see if I've got the right chart and see if we can make this thing happen. I got to type in some codes here to try and get it. But it's a very interesting chart that shows what's happening on the bond market today in a huge drop. So, and I'm kind of starved for this. I was between the hours, I was kind of looking to see what other sources were reporting it. See, this is what happens with Chris Street. He gets it way before anybody else can get it, right? Way before that. So this is a chart, it says submitted publication. Okay, we did that one. This is the Epoch Times thing that we got. Chris Street comes up with this chart, and it says Van Eck Vectors High-Yield Municipal Bonds. Uh-huh. And this is the 11th of March, this last screenshot. So this nobody's reporting this. So you go from 66 to 58 in one day, which is a tremendous drop. I mean, it's kind of like, wait a minute. And you know what? They had this problem in 2016. We saw problems in California. And now this tumbling going down. So his thing, he says, I warned about California muni bond risk, and today the entire market began collapsing. That's his words. So, you know, the guy teases us, right? Wait a minute. Come on, Chris. Come on, help us out. We're family here. We want to know about what's going to happen to California. Well, we know what's going to happen to California because California depends on bonds to really keep it afloat. And they just got slammed. They're not going to get the bonds from the Prop 13 that they thought they were going to get. Now, I'll tell you why that's happened. Because I think they allowed it to be a fair election this time, this primary, semi-fair. They didn't manipulate or mess with it because they knew the federal government was probing. And this goes back to the San Luis Obispo story, doesn't it? What are they probing there? They're probing voter violations. Uh-oh. County officials tampering with the vote. Now, that's happening all throughout the state. I just want to let you know. This is a breaking story, maybe. They're doing that all throughout the state of California. Just thought I'd let you know, folks. Well, Gavin Newsom got the word. Interestingly enough, he got the word. He got the word February 29th in the late afternoon. Shocking, isn't it? Absolutely shocking. Now, the question is, who gave him that news? That's another shocker, too, but we'll talk about that later. The point is, this is a big problem for Gavin Newsom. No more money coming in from bonds. In fact, what's probably going to happen to California, because they did not get this last voter confidence in these bonds, is they're going to be downgraded. Their credit rating is going to be downgraded. This is exactly as Chris Street predicted this years ago. It's happening now. This is the entrance for New California, of course. Now, the other double whammy and the other story is Chris is going to come out with an article. I'm in front of his article. But he's going to come out with an article about the collapse of the housing market. You see, the Chinese have no money. And when the Chinese have no money, they pull back and they sell. So they're liquidating assets in California. And guess what? The real estate market is huge. They need dollars. And they don't have dollars. So they're sell. What does that mean when you have a house? It's, let's say, $1.5 million. And what if you hold on to it? You don't sell it. You hold on to it. And all of a sudden, the valuation goes down to $700,000. Yet you're still having to pay a tax on what? The property tax is still at valuation is at $1.5 million. Well, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go back and say, wait a minute, I want to have my property reassessed. I don't want to pay that tax bill on $1.7 or $6 million, $5 million. I want to pay it on $700,000. You had better do that. And, of course, that's going to reset property taxes all throughout the state of California, and you watch, the cash flow will drop to nothing. Well, they'll have some, but a big cut, maybe 40% cut. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Call-in lines are open, 215-867-8255.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected.
go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Call-in lines are open, by the way, 215-867-8255. You want to call and comment. But one of my listeners, you know, one of the things that we were talking about and we have been talking about is this: these commissions, elections commissions. In fact, we popped up the story that we put out back in 2017, actually, 3 years ago, on Agenda 21 Radio. We exposed the whole scandal. And one of the things that was really interesting, now this is a year before the election, we did this story. And I want to make sure I got the right thing going on here, folks. And that in this story, we talked about the fact that the elections commissions, they were, we gave you the chronology, basically, of how progressives did things. And how they set everybody up, bottom line, through the gerrymandering of all the different districts, both the state and the federal and so on. But one of the things that really caught my eye, which we just blasted this commission for, was that they were having open, listen to this, they were having open meetings in Guajardo, Mexico. And so we found out that the person that they wanted to have at the open meeting, public meeting, Now, the public meeting was by TV, but it was still a public meeting. And they counted it as a public meeting in a foreign country in violation of Bagley-Keene, which is a violation of state law in California. You got open meeting laws. Well, you know, of course, that's no big deal to them, right? They're lawless to begin with, so what's the difference? So that's one of the things that really caught everybody by surprise. So anyway, with the Bagley-Keene thing, they just move along and did their own thing. Why not just be lawless? By the time they get caught, no one's going to know any different. Well, we caught them. And, of course, they wouldn't talk about it. But the person who was in charge of that whole thing, the whole fiasco, was a former president of La Raza Lawyers Association. Shocking. La Raza. The article that we had was called California's Road to Pure Democracy and Away from Republican Governance. Yeah, and this is, again, talk about the corruption system and about what's going on down there in San Luis Obispo, right? But this is this the one where I put the whole thing in there? I don't know if I did that. No, I didn't. No. This is the wrong article. Come on, brother. Get your act together. I'm sorry. I got the wrong story here. Well, it's coming up. I guess it is. But this is the story about Guajardo, Mexico. In fact, what you need to do is go to our website and read it. It's fascinating how they just, you know, have open meetings. A state commission having open meetings in Mexico. Now, this is one of the things I'm just kind of wondering about. Why a California congressional redistricting hearing in Mexico is the question. And I wrote this back in 2017, August 30th of 2017. And it said here, a little-known commission is scheduled to hold a public hearing regarding congressional, state, assembly, and senate redistricting in Mexico. The California Citizens Redistricting Commission is holding a meeting scheduled for September 1st, 2017 at 10 a.m. in their Sacramento offices with satellite meetings in Capitola, California, and having a conference calling center in Guajardo, Mexico. Christine Shoup, a spokeswoman for the commission, was interviewed by Agenda 21 Radio and stated, the reason for the meeting was to accommodate the vacation plans for one of the commission's board members, Janine Raya, who would be in Guanajuato, Mexico. She's a registered Democrat and served as the president of the California La Raza Lawyers Association. Was not available for comment to Agenda 21 Radio when pressed as to who the California citizens were in Mexico who would take part in the conference. Ms. Shoup had no response. Shoup stated that because the commissioner who was in Mexico on vacation and she did not want to miss the public meeting that the commission could hold, the meeting in a public, in a quote, public area in Mexico to meet the requirements of the state California Bagley-Keene Act. That's where they're holding it, in Mexico, to meet the requirements of Bagley-Keene. It's California state law. Does that just not make a lot of sense to you? What does make a lot of sense is this. What one of my listeners, hearing my comments about Chris Steirwalt and the corruption of Chris Steirwalt in the 2018 election, and remember all those ballots come flooding in. This is what he writes, which I think is very impressive. William, I'll just call him William. William, he's gonna like this because I know he's listening to my show right now. But William had an interesting little comment about this, which I thought was wonderful. If I can get it back here. It says, Chris Steirwalt knew that the Democrats sent mail-in votes from Mexico. Millions of votes. Gee, could that be? Could we actually be solving a potential crime of the century right here on Agenda 21 Radio by William, one of our ardent listeners? In other words, everybody's popping up now. Active now. Okay. Everybody's got a comment about that one. I got a few more minutes. You can actually go with a telephone call if you bring it on in. 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255. I find it fascinating. Is that the potential? Did all those extra ballots come from Mexico? And you talk about Mexico interfering with our elections. You see, it wasn't Russia interfering as much as it was Mexico. But if you know how the other side plays, and we're seeing it play out right now with this coronavirus, if you want to distract from the truth, what do? You create a crisis, and then you manage the crisis. Right? I wonder if that's true. I wonder if that's true. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on the Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821hour.com, and of course, CaliforniaState.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo.
promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, so we have a little gentle reminder. This came in by Michael. I'm going to say Michael sent in to us. About, you know, because we're talking about this whole coronavirus and the fallacy of it. And a lot of people are remembering that it's been the type of situation with these stories. Every year it seems like something else comes out, right? So starting in 1993, I'm going to run down this real quick. Hantavirus is going to kill us. 99, Y2K virus is going to kill us. 2000, West Nile virus is going to kill us. SARS, 2003, avian flu 2005, E. coli in 2006, cholera in 2008, swine flu in 2009. The world is going to end in 2012. MERS is going to kill us. Enterovirus is going to kill us in 2004. Ebola is going to kill us. Meningitis, we're going to get killed twice. Enterovirus and Ebola, both in 2014. Meningitis in 2015. Zika in 2016. MRSA in 2017, adenovirus in 2018, and listeriosis in 2019. Shocking. And we're all still alive. We somehow managed through that, didn't we, from 99 to 2000. Shocking. Just guess the way it goes. I'll tell you, there's a lot of things happening. Lots of things happening. Watch for April. April 16th, I think, is going to be kind of a big day. That's just me. That is just me. Anyway, a lot of things happening, like I said. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, for all the news and information you might want to get. There's tons of stories. We didn't get to a lot of the stories we have up there. So check that out over the weekend. Have a good weekend, by the way. Stay out of trouble and wash your hands. You know, the best thing you can do to stop this whole thing is wash your hands. Right. But, you know, now we got to be affected by everything that the governor tells us. This is tyranny. Absolutely it is. And sometime it's going to catch up to all of them, and that's going to be real soon. Real, real soon. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, visit our website, a21r.com. Now, you might want to visit newcaliforniastate.com and get all the news and information that's coming out on that one. And also, if you want to get your calendar information and other things about what's going to be happening with New California in the days ahead. I know we have some cancellations this week for some of our activities, unfortunately, because the governor doesn't want to have it crowds any bigger than 250. So check the calendar for that before you go out and wander around. And anyway, stay strong, America. We are the greatest nation on earth. And that's because you are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.